This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 452 for Tuesday, June 25th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Tuesday, breaking below nearby chart support. Prices down $14 to over $20, July down $20.70 at the final bell at $580 per ton. New crop November down $17.80 at an even $600. Bearish technical signals contributed to the declines with stops likely hit on the way down as speculators added to their large net short positions. A lack of significant end-user demand on the other side added to the weakness, as large old crop supplies and no major concerns over the new crop production for the time being kept buyers only interested on a scale-down basis. The Chicago soy complex was also sharply lower, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also weaker. Statistics Canada releases updated acreage estimates this Thursday, with average trade guesses only calling for minor revisions to seeded canola area from the 21.4 million acres forecast in March. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans took back all of yesterday's gains, hitting fresh lows in many months as speculative selling pressure built on itself and the old new crop spread widened. The November contract down 19 cents at 11.11 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop dipped 3 points on the week, now at 67% good to excellent. Traders are still trying to get a handle on the extent of the damage caused to soybeans by recent flooding in parts of the Midwest, with some areas looking too wet and others in need of more moisture. Positioning ahead of Friday's USDA acreage data was a feature, with expectations for a slight increase in soybean area compared to March. Quarterly stocks data will also be out Friday. Corn caught up in the broad speculative sell-off as well today, with forecasts calling for rain in some dry regions of the eastern Corn Belt, also bearish. The September corn contract down 7 cents at 4.31 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings came in at 69% good to excellent. That's down 3 points from the previous week and in line with trade expectations. The USDA did report flash sales of 210,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with the majority to move in the new crop year. Wheat, it continued its downward slide after an overnight attempt at moving higher ran into resistance. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the September contract at $6.03 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in September at $5.81 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in the September contract at $5.60 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 50% complete as of this past Sunday, well ahead of the 25% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.